Amanda Carioth Thompson says the sheer volume of Ensley's output made the editing job a daunting task.
There were nearly 12,000 articles to choose from. My dad wrote for the paper for nearly 40 years, and 12,000 articles is a staggering number, and the math didn't really seem to add up to me. So I sat down to do the calculations, and I realized that he would have had to write an average of an article a day, including holidays and weekends.
Of course, there were many days during his long tenure at the Democrat when Ensley had multiple stories in a single edition of the paper. But Carioth Thompson says she wasn't alone in the editing process.
I have had a comrade in Ron Hartung. He has just been an unbelievable partner and so, so supportive and loving and kind. And Ron and my dad actually worked together at the Tallahassee Democrat for 28 years. And so Ron knows my dad just about as well as anybody possibly could.
That combined knowledge was critical, she says, in distilling the amazing mass of Ensley's writings down to a manageable collection of content.
This particular book contains 45 articles, and it starts with one that was written in 1989, and it ends with one, believe it or not, from just last year. It was published just a few months before he died.
She says the topics range from commentaries on local sports, Ensley began his journalistic endeavors as a sports writer, to a number of unifying issues.
Some of the overarching themes that appear over and over again in his writings, particularly the theme of paradise. This article actually is the example that inspired the book's title. And it chronicles the day that he fell in love with our city as a college freshman. He writes about how our community has changed since then. It's been a while. But he also talks about the fact that our future, no matter what that might be, is bright. And it always will be because we started with paradise.
Carioth Thompson says there are many other points of focus in Ensley's writings.
One of his favorite topics to research and write about was race relations and our local civil rights movement. He also loved to share interesting details about our Big Bend region and the counties surrounding Tallahassee, so you'll see some of that in the book as well.
But Carioth Thompson says she and her co-editor took great pains to ensure that the selections were most representative of their author.
Ron and I often asked ourselves and each other, would he have approved of this one? Would this one get the green light from him? So his voice really was guiding us every step of the way.
And next Thursday, December 6th, Carioth Thompson says this literal labor of love will have its public coming out party at the very newspaper where Gerald Ensley worked for so long. Among the attendees will be another longtime Democrat colleague, currently on County Commissioner Marianne Lindley.
Marianne and several other local leaders and people who are really the keepers of our memories are going to be selecting excerpts from the book to read aloud to attendees there. So it'll be a nice, diverse selection just to give folks a little taste of what the book has to offer.
The release party for We Found Paradise, Columns and Articles by Gerald Ensley, gets underway at 6 next Thursday. You can find out more and RSVP by going to TallahasseeDemocrat.com/Gerald Ensley.
It's our story, and he told it so well and so completely.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.